Welcome to Professor Theo's Mystery Lab, now recorded by yours truly, Buck Travers, because my dad's out on a, conference. Yeah, I think that'll work. This story that we have today is a very special one. It is an update on Tanner and Max, who we have not heard from in a long time. This is also a special episode. This is our 5-year anniversary of Professor Theo's Mystery Lab, and our 200th episode. Wow, that's pretty crazy to think about, isn't it? Especially those of you who have been listening from the very start. Shout out to all of you who have. But anyway, let's go to the story. Professor Theo's Mystery Lab. In this story, Tanner and Max get sucked into Cryptid Clash. Max loved playing fighting games. "Something about them helps me get my aggression out," she said playfully, punching Tanner in the arm, though it was a bit too hard. "Ow," Tanner replied. "Sorry." Tanner preferred games that required some kind of quest. "How about Hunt for the Highlands?" he suggested. Max was not having it. "Backyard Brawl! Backyard Brawl! Backyard Brawl!" "Sure," Tanner relented. Max was particularly excited because of Backyard Brawl's new DLC. "Cryptid Clash!" Max exclaimed excitedly. "It's like Backyard Brawl, except instead of a tournament of Street Fighters competing to be number one, you take on cryptids and have them fight against each other." Unfortunately for Max and Tanner, this was no ordinary DLC. Or maybe it was. Maybe someone hacked the code. That'd be pretty hard to tell if someone did. And it'd be pretty hard to figure out who did it if they did. Anyway, once it was downloaded, the pair of expert gamers zapped into Backyard Brawl. Cryptid Clash. DLC mode. Long-time listeners of the show know Tanner and Max, who both possess the power to quantum leap into and out of video games, television screens, and basically any kind of tech. It's an ability they have used often to bring down villains intent on the destruction of technology. It's been a while since the dynamic duo of Tanner and Max have done so, though, and it rarely happens involuntarily anymore. Max and Tanner have a lot of control over what they leap into and when and why. That wasn't the case here, as the two found themselves unexpectedly inside Cryptid Clash, surrounded by mythical monsters. Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster, the Wayne County Booger Cat, Agua, the Blue Devil, and Bigfoot surrounded our two 8th grade heroes who looked puny in comparison. "What do we do?" Tanner asked. "We fight," Max was determined. Cryptid Clash is a tournament-style game. Opponents were randomly drawn, and it was decided that Max would battle the Wayne County Booger Cat in round one. The wolf-like creature was more bark than bite, and Max was able to exploit that with keen knowledge of special moves she'd learned through many hours of playing Backyard Brawl. Her savvy super kick earned Max a victory. "Not fair," screamed Tanner. "I don't know the game as well." It was the young man's last words before being grabbed and whisked up high in the air by his opponent, Mothman, who cleared the clouds above before dropping Tanner hundreds of feet onto the ground below. Tanner's energy bar was depleted, and he was defeated. "You're out," Max said. "Guess it's up to me to beat the game." Her next opponent was the Flatwoods Monster. It looked scary enough, with its round, red face and its long claws. It emitted a pungent odor at the beginning of the fight, and Max quickly realized that this was its first attack. She gasped for air, her energy bar dropping rapidly before defending herself with a defensive face mask move. Max's savvy super kick, which had been successful against her previous opponent, was quickly squashed by the Flatwoods monster, who retaliated with an ear-piercing scream that made Max's head ache terribly. The pain was too much. Her energy bar was near zero. What would happen if both her and Tanner lost in the tournament? Would they ever escape? Tanner could see Max was in trouble. Then he remembered a pair of earplugs in his jacket pocket. His parents thought he'd need them for last weekend's heavy metal fest they attended, but he never used them. Max, take these, he shouted, tossing them to her. Just in time, Max plugged them into her ears and blocked out the deafening shriek of the Flatwoods monster. Little health to spare, she had no choice but to go on offense again. One after another, Max let loose a barrage of mega stomps, Judy chops, and utterly unbeatable uppercuts. She finished off the beast and won the match. You did it, Tanner encouraged. You're in the finals. Yeah, Max was recovering. I just hope I don't have to battle. But she did. There it stood in the battle arena waiting. Stunned and scared in unison, Max and Tanner both whispered, Bigfoot. When the bell rang to begin the battle, Bigfoot surprised Max with a speech. Bigfoot said, Let's not fight. This is barbaric. These games are too violent and reduce us all to our most frightening stereotypes, and honestly, I'm sick of it. Max was shocked. Maybe you're right. She was surprised at how eloquent Bigfoot was, and Bigfoot made her think about these games in a new way. Bigfoot continued, Let's show the game makers that peace can prevail even in the most unlikely of places. Come here and shake my hand. No, give me a hug. Completely won over, Max ran over to the lovable fuzzball and greeted him with a big open embrace. They hugged. But Bigfoot wouldn't let go. Bigfoot, you're crushing me. Bigfoot laughed menacingly. Max yelled. She'd been tricked, trapped in the infamous Bigfoot hug. Few had escaped its clutches. Even fewer knew the secret cheat code that could knock any backyard brawl character flat on their back. Pow! An explosion rocked the fight arena, kicking up so much smoke and dust that Tanner could not see what was happening. No one could. Slowly but surely, the smoke cleared, and when it did, Max was standing victorious over a defeated Bigfoot. You did it! You beat the game! Tanner congratulated. Suddenly, all went black. A few seconds passed, and Max and Tanner were back in the safety of Max's game room. We did it! We escaped! Max exclaimed. The two celebrated. Can we play Hunt for the Highlands now? Tanner asked. Max nodded. Yeah, I think I'm done with fighting games for a while. Professor Theo should be back next week from his conference. He should be back next week, or at least for the new episode, whenever that may be. And before that next episode comes out, maybe I should ask him about how Professor X is doing. Anyway, have a wild and wonderful week, listeners, and we'll see you next time. Support your local parks and libraries.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a Pez dispenser. If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.